Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Pardon me. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to be with us, Father, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, your word, so that we can walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, so that we can have the knowledge and the wisdom that we need in order to be your children, Father, here on this earth, and to be able to work by your will and your way in order to do the things, Father, that you would have us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're in the last chapter now of the book of Ephesians, in chapter 6. Pardon me just a minute. Let me try to get myself cleared out here. See if that'll help any. A little vinegar water. Now, so beginning here with verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, you know, as we take a look at those four verses, we find this. He's not telling the children just to obey Christian parents, but they are to obey all parents, unless whatever they're being told is contrary to the Word of God. Now, because the parent is one that is having to raise them and should be raising them within the scope of the Lord, I don't mean that that's always so, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, jealous in verse 2, honor means that we have respect and reverence for. It is inadequate for children to obey parents only outwardly. They must also respect or honor them inwardly, which is the first commandment with promise. For this is the first commandment, the promise, the fifth of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, verse 3. And it is the very first of all God's Old Testament injunctions to be given that possesses an attached promise. And the promise is twofold, honoring and obeying. You can't do just the one. We have to give them honor and obedience both. And in doing that, then the parents ensure a long and prosperous life upon earth. And you know, there in verse 4, we, his fathers, are not to provoke our children to wrath, to make them angry, by doing things that are injustice, by the loss of our temper, and undue severity and cruelty, on favoritism, and suppression, sarcasm, ridicule, and misuse or abuse of authority. And all these things can bring that child to anger and cause that child to do a lot of things that he ordinarily would not do. Now, we're going to pick up here with verse 5. To servant, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. You see, all of us that have to work for someone else out here to make a living and to be able to have the things that we need, we are to do our very best for them, as if we are working for the Lord. Because you see, if we are a child of God, that is exactly what we are doing, in a sense. Now, we're not to do this with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. And we don't do this just while we are being watched. Now, sinner, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. You see, that goodwill means good intentions. And the Christian servant or the employee seeks the best interest of his employer. Now, if you're a child of God, that is the way you're walking. You're wanting the best for your employer. And you're not wanting to beat him out of time and out of money. But you want to give him your best to help him in whatever it is you are doing for him. Now, 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. You see? Because the Lord is always watching us. And when we are working for someone else for pay or for keep, whatever it happens to be, the Lord is watching to see if we are doing our best or if we are shirking. And with what we would call laying down on the job. No, we're not to do that. We are to give him our best. 9. But see, our employer is not left out of this either. 9. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them. Forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. You see, these earthly masters are to behave in a reciprocal manner toward their employees with respect, sincerity, and careful concern, for earthly employers have a heavenly master who will judge them without partiality. You see, he hasn't let them out either. They're not to provoke us. We are to give our best, and they are to treat us with respect. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And just finally, you know, we could render that from now on or henceforth. The spiritual battle Christians are engaged in exists from now on until the Lord returns. There is no quarter given, no ceasefire, no temporary truce, no cessation or hostilities. And from now on to the end, there is all out war. The remainder of the verse may be paraphrased, let yourselves constantly be strengthened by the Lord, more precisely, by His mighty power. Think about that. By His mighty power. Now, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, this put on denotes kind of a sense of urgency, demanding immediate action to stand, and has actually a military overtone. And this verb was used in the classical Greek meaning to resist the enemy and hold a critical position in battle. And the wiles of the devil are the devil's strategy. Satan carefully devises schemes and tactics against believers. And we all know this. Because he goes on to tell us their infill, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And right now we are seeing a lot of that going on in the world, right here in our own country. We have a lot of spiritual wickedness and a lot of our high places in the leadership of it. This has brought a lot of evil upon this land and to the people. 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now, we're to put on that armor, and once we do, then we are to stand. And he tells us how to stand here in 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That means that we have the truth, which is the knowledge of the truth of God's word. The only way we can get that is by the study of His word and the speaking and talking with Almighty God and listening as the Holy Spirit will guide us and as He talks to us to give us these things. And, you know, the ancient soldiers' loins were girt about with a leather belt, which held most of the other pieces of their armor in place. Now, we know that we're to have on truth and the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You see, goes on now to tell us about the other pieces of the armor. The breastplate of righteousness may be read the breastplate which is righteousness. and it represents a holy character and moral conduct and obedience to the truth. Known produces a godly life, righteousness. And three, the preparation of the gospel of peace means the eagerness that comes from the gospel of peace, that is, as a Roman soldier wore special shoes, gloves on his feet, enabling him to advance against the enemy. So the Christian must have on his feet, possesses a sense of eagerness or willingness to advance against the devil and take the fight to him. Such eagerness to contend with Satan comes from the gospel of peace. And the gospel gives to the believer, freeing him from anxiety, though he advances against such a powerful opponent. And then we take the shield of faith, which means taking God at his word by believing promises. Such trust will protect one from doubts introduced by Satan. And the helmet of salvation. Since the readers are already Christians, they are not here urged to be saved. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 describes this helmet as the hope of salvation, that is, the certainty assurance of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, you know the Greek term rendered word is not logos, referring to the whole Word of God, but rhema, referring to certain portions or selected verses of Scripture. And you know, praying is just as important for you and I. Also, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Not only praying for ourselves, but for others around that is in need of prayer, and especially those of the family of Almighty God and our own families, because we all have family members that are not walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to be keeping them in prayer that they will be a way made by the Holy Spirit that will bring them to understand that they stand in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will go to him and repent and begin their life new, walking along that pathway of righteousness and learning and doing the word of Almighty God to make heaven their home also. Now, 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You see, we are to speak boldly. We are not to let those cause you and I to weaken the word of God or to take away or to add to to change it so that we can go on living as we've always lived. That is what is going on in a lot of our churches today. And it's sad, a very sad, sad thing, if I have to say, that that is true. 20. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. We speak it like it is. Now, when God says we don't do something, then we don't do it. But if he says to do it, then we do it. Now, 21. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. You know, there's a lot there in that 6th chapter there for you and I both that we need to remember so that we know how to walk. And have you put on that armor of God? And we need to put it on and keep it on. Put it on, take it off, put it in the closet, and go and serve the things of the world out here. And then when something happens, come back, take it out of the closet, put it on. No. That will not work. We are to put it on and to keep it on. Now, God willing, this evening at 6, we're going to be going in to the book of Philippians. We're going on through this New Testament. And, you know, we've been going through the whole Bible. And we've come a long way. But there's still a long way to go and a lot for you and I take in and to remember that will help us to make heaven our home. Because without this word of God, we can't make it. So let's learn everything we can. What do you say? Will you stand with me and stay with me? Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this morning, we thank you for this word. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together to share your word, to learn more about your word, to learn more about the Lord Jesus and about you, Father. about the Holy Spirit and how for us to walk in this life, Father, to make heaven our home. Our Father, we're praying for Israel. We're praying, Father, for them to have peace. We're praying that peace will come to them, Father. And that this abuse that they are under will cease. Father, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, we have so much evil in there that has been brought upon our people and those that are sitting in offices in the high places, Father. I'm praying, and I pray, Father, that others are praying for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that love you, Father, who love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people, love this country, and will work with us to bring this land to repentance, and that our government be put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all that has stood with me in this Bible study. Jenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Amy's husband Tom, Amy's son Jacob, James Taylor, Robbie and Lily Johnson, Father, my wife, and myself, we all stand in need of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. I pray for him to be kept there, Father. And Father, keep us through this day in health, in safety. Bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m., Father, and we can be back into your word again. And I'm asking all of this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. I pray you have a great day. Bye-bye now.